I predominantly have been using fat transfer for about 6 to 8 years, predominantly in facial areas where it's very well established. And like many surgeons, I've only started using it to any great degree in the last few years. Not that it's actually new. In fact, autologous fat transfer has its origins well over 100 years ago. And even in the injectable form of fat transfer, that goes back many, many decades. Now, people would argue that the advancement of this technique was partly stalled in the 80s by a sort of position paper by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, who essentially deplored the use of fat injection, albeit in the cosmetic breast augmentation setting, due to the radiological sequelae that would compromise the detection of breast cancer. Now, there's no doubt there's been a bit of a field change in that approach, and the same societies and the aesthetic societies now have generally issued a statement of support, albeit quite rightly with still a degree of caution attached to it, due to the, in real terms, lack of absolute data as to long-term outcomes. A review of the literature has been performed by one of our visiting fellows in Nottingham, and this should come out within the next few months in JPRAS, which is the Journal of Plastic and Reconstructive Aesthetic Surgery, and Dr. Chan did an excellent